Armadoxy for today. Ararat virtually forever. The term virtual has taken on some new meanings in the last few decades with the popularity of the internet. It is used to describe something that does not physically exist, but is made by software to appear as if it does. That describes the way most Armenians understand Mount Ararat. The mountain range is easily visible from the moment you arrive in Armenia's Zvartnots Airport and shows itself especially nicely from the capital city, Yerevan. And if by chance the air is foggy or misty and a cloud covering hides the mountain, Ararat is seen on logos of coffee shops, souvenirs, and just about any type of clothing accessory you can imagine. Most homes have a picture of the twin-peaked mountain hanging somewhere in the house, even if they can see it from their own windows. Ararat is the theme of songs and poems, even during the Soviet years, 1920 to 1991, when nationalism was played down and discouraged with harsh punishments. Ararat was the theme of poems and prose. Armenian's beloved poet, Yerisha Charents, wrote words that are recited and sung daily. Travel the world and there are is no white-capped peak as beautiful as Ararat. It is the road to glory, he writes. For Armenians, Mount Ararat is a national symbol. Now, this feeling is strongly reinforced in the collective consciousness of the people that Armenians, myself included, often forget that the mountain's claim to fame on the international scene is thanks to a reference in the book of Genesis, chapter 8. As the resting place of Noah's Ark. A few years back, I was invited to celebrate the Divine Liturgy in Nashville, Tennessee. It is considered a mission parish, meaning that there is no permanent pastor for the small flock. A dear friend picked us up from the airport, and on our way to the services, we drove past an exit sign on the freeway, boldly marked Ararat Cemetery. Next right. A big smile came to my face. The sign and the cemetery it pointed to were indicators that there were Armenians in Tennessee. I mean, any congregation that is running a cemetery must be ready to have graduated from mission parish status. Well, at least that's what I thought. Of course, I was operating on the notion that Ararat implied Armenian. As we got closer to the cemetery, the sign read, Ararat Baptist Cemetery. It was, in fact, run by the local Baptist church, with absolutely no Armenian ties or overtones, and I doubt any Armenians buried there. The name pointed to the biblical mountain, which is accepted by all of Christendom. Much of what we believe, we are conditioned to believe. I've spent my entire life associating things labeled Ararat, from a local nursing home to the bubbly water, from the restaurant to a type of slipper to the cognac and even cigarettes, with the Armenian nation. If we had not taken an extra step to take a closer look at the sign, I would have lived with the illusion of believing Tennessee had an Armenian cemetery. Issues of faith are even more important than discovering what's under the label. Whether a cemetery or an article of faith, take a moment to go beyond the label. Tomorrow we'll look at the magic that comes with Mount Ararat. We pray from the Book of Hours. Heavenly King, my soul is in your care at all times, and I trust in your holy cross. I have the multitude of saints as my intercessors before you. You are forbearing toward all. Do not disregard those who rely on you, but protect them with peace by your precious and holy cross. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.